This follows the transcribed letterhead of November 10, 2025. It's entitled A Summary Neurological Progress Report. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for recurrent seizures. Below that, history of parietal meningioma resected 2004. Below that, seizure activity manifest by right-handed tingling and speech difficulty. Currently taking Keppra 750 milligrams BIG. EEG completed and interpreted by Dr. Karen Garnas, GRNAASMD. Subparagraph study showed breech rhythm, sharp appearing wave of the C3 derivation, with possibly some true spikes, and no substantial epilepsy was demonstrated. Primary care evaluation completed by Dr. Arjana, capital Shakyamd, Sister Mary Columbia Drive, Red Bluff. Diagnostic impression, seizure disorder. Allergies. Statin medication producing myalgias and Tylenol producing anxiety and palpitations. Current medications. These are type the same. Current findings, type the same. Diabetic polyneuropathy, essential hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, seizure disorder, treatment with aspirin and Plavix. Laboratory testing. Ambulatory EEG 528-2025, generalized spike and polyspike activity, 9 minutes in duration, consistent with electrographic seizures. CT angiography of the head, 10-21-2024. Absent posterior communicating arteries. Mild chronic narrowing of the left vertebral artery origin, calcified plaque in the left common carotid bulb, small area of encephalomalacia in the parietal lobe, old lacunar infarct in the right basal ganglia and the right external capsule, evidence for stable left parietal craniotomy. General chest x-ray procedure, 10-21-2024, prosthetic aortic valve, new, with calcification of the aortic arch, compatible with atherosclerosis. Current complaints, stiffness, ataxia, and tendency to fall backwards. History, adjustment of the anticonvulsant regimen, comma, adjustment of the Keppra dosage to 1,000 milligrams BID with Vimpat 150 milligrams BID. When seen on September 29, 2025, complaining of some increased difficulty walking with stiffness, ataxia, and rhythmic extremity movements. Clinical examination suggested findings of underlying Parkinsonism. Seizures were noted to have stopped following medication readjustment and increase. Additional clinical history suggested risk factors for dysomnia with possible sleep apnea. Recommendations: continued current therapy, home sleep study for evaluation of snoring and risk factors for obstructive sleep apnea, referral for DAT, D-A-T, scan S-C-A-N for Parkinson risk factor evaluation. your professional colleagues, and this is dated January 13, 2026, CT imaging. For the brain. Angiography, head and neck. Was completed on October 21, 2024. For symptoms of expressive aphasia. Right hand numbness and coordination deficit. Previous history of brain tumor. The study found the anterior, middle, and posterior cerebral arteries were patent. Vascular arteries were patent. Posterior communicating arteries were absent. The neck showed that the vertebral arteries were dominant. Both were patent. A moderate chronic narrowing of the left vertebral artery at its origin was seen. The aortic arch was not enlarged. The right common carotid artery, internal and external carotid arteries were patent. Left common carotid bulb shows some minimal calcified plaque. The left external and internal carotid arteries are patent. There was chronic moderate narrowing of the origin of the left vertebral artery. No hemodynamic lesion otherwise is seen in the carotid, vertebral, or circle of Willis arteries.
Yes.
On 10/21/2024. CT head with stroke protocol showed normal ventricles for size. No midline shift. No intracranial hemorrhage or large vessel infarction. An old lacunar infarct in the right basal ganglia and right external capsule with no change. The left parietal skull shows a craniotomy with no change. A small stable amount of encephalomalacia deep to the craniotomy. The scalp is unremarkable. The visualized paranasal sinuses, middle ear cavities, and mastoid air cells are normally aerated. No acute intracranial abnormalities were identified. The lacunar infarct in the right basal ganglia and right external capsule is old. There's a stable left parietal craniotomy with stable small encephalomalacia at the left parietal lobe. Laboratory. The A beta 42/40 and all caps PTAU217 evaluation of the plasma showed a low likelihood of Alzheimer's disease. The A beta 42/40 ratio showed an intermediate likelihood of Alzheimer's positivity. The neurofilament light chain in the plasma was normal. The Quest Alzheimer's Detect APOE isoform in the plasma showed values of E2/E3, a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. The Kepler level was 17.7. Within the low reference range. Lacosamide level was 7.2. Random glucose was 107, slightly elevated. The BUN creatinine ratio at 27 was high. The complete blood count showed elevated absolute monocytes and eosinophils. TSH was normal. B12 and folic acid levels were normal.